Hello, hello, and this is the inaugural podcast of Mapping Out the Story, and I am your host, Guardian Dog, coming back at you with whatever this is going to be. And this is going to be just my discussions and my analysis and my thoughts on the process of storytelling or in writing in general, mapping out your creative juices until they flow into a natural aura, whatnot. How many episodes am I in? I've been working on one project for the last about 3.5 months, going on about probably 4 coming up, and I'm almost there to finishing it up and getting where I need to be at a certain level, and the story just keeps going. So at this point, I am going to keep going with it, and I'm also going to have to put something else up on my blog. And going in my usual fashion, I'm going straight off the cuff instead of just thinking as we introverts do a lot. And for my first example of just mapping out a story, is it hard or is there some sort of genius? No, none of that. It's for me. It always starts out with the beginning, which I have most of the times, and sometimes it starts out with an ending. But usually I nail down the ending and the beginning on the first shot. Some stories are a bit, I don't know, the beginning sometimes changes as the ending is solidified in my mind as what it should be and where it should end up. But however, sometimes an idea just strikes me, and with everything with writing, my one tip to you is always have with you a notebook or a means of jotting down notes as ideas occur. And yeah, this is one of the ideas that came to me. Current story again I'm working on is Blue Technomancer. It is an urban sci-fi fantasy romance, whatnot, a whole bunch of bag of words mixed in together. And I love it. I love the character, the main character, and I love the side characters, and I love the rhythm and the flow of the story, as it were. Now, I am going to read a bit of the first chapter of Blue Technomancer. It is up on Amazon in the, what do you call it, Amazon, let's check, let's see, Villa, that's the name of it, Amazon Villa. Alright, I'm just swinging through my phone a bit, and let me just start reading. Waking up in hell. Bo Lucas never had been a man to give much thought about an afterlife or hell, though he had been known to wish a couple of summer bitches there from time to time in his life and profession. Now, as he lay speared through the chest by a blue metal spear and covered in dirt, blood, and strange blue liquid flowing out of him, he thought otherwise. Pain, misery, loneliness. He never felt any of that shit in his life but time. But now, here in a cave of burning blue hellfire and rubble around him, he felt it. What the hell had he done so bad for the Almighty to put him here? Just 2 hours previously before his death, when the motor meteor struck the building, his mind went back to that time. Jackie knew he was going to propose the moment he reached for the box in his suit jacket. Things changed quickly. One moment he was on his knee, The next moment he was on the ground, speared through the back. He begged her to go and wondered why in the hell he was still alive. He couldn't feel anything below his chest. The spear had got him clean through his spine. She finally ran, leaving him to die alone. He thought of the years he spent growing up with her back in Texas. He thought about his hometown in Fort Worth. He thought of his family that would be mourning his death now. It's not fair. Why am I in hell? Bo spoke the question to himself aloud. You're not dead, a man answered for him. Bo lifted his head and gazed to look at a man bare-chested, glowing with electricity and a blue fire. Bend down on one knee and stare at him. He shook his head. I looked fucked up, I know. But I'm in the same boat as you are, soldier, he said with no humor or pity in his voice. Bo stared at him. What happened? The man shrugged. Near as I can tell, some damn alien fell on the city, killing over 100 people and changing the rest of us. I lost my brother and wife. I'm helping who I can until whatever that bitch demon did to me kills me eventually. I laughed at him. What? You got a hero complex or something? We're all fucked. And with what you're saying is true, what's the use? He shrugged again, unmoved by my words. I promised my brother I would help the ones living if I can. And I'm not the only one helping. There's a lot of orphans out there now. You want to stay here and die and self-pity? I don't care. But we could use some help. What do you do? Nothing. I am nothing now. I can't do anything. Go away. I would rather die than live through what has happened to me. He reached for the spear and yanked it out of Bo's back. Get up. Bo stared at him. Fuck you, asshole. I can't even feel my legs. I said, get up, soldier. There's a war still going on and I need men to help me. Get up. Fuck you. The man stared at him. Coward. Bill felt rage spark him to push himself to his feet. Pain shot through his body, but he used his training to block it out and push himself up and stand. He swung his fist and punched the other man's mouth, making him bleed blue blood. The man smiled. I saw you making new legs as I walked in with the metal and pieces of the spear. The pain was less than enough for you to use your powers. You're going to help me save as much of them as I can. I ain't helping you do shit. Bo snarled. Yes, you will. We're soldiers. It's what we do. Besides that, we're on a short timetable before whatever the alien did to us kills us. It's better to do something useful than to sit around being useless while other people can live, die. While other people can live and not die needlessly from the damage done by some asshole alien trying to take advantage of the situation. Let's go. Bo frowned, wondering at his words, then thought of Jackie and the kind of breakdown the situation this brought out to the monsters that had to hide in society but were now free. If she was alive during this event, fuck. Before some asshole killed her or raped her, he had to find her. Let's go, soldier. Hey. Hey, who the hell are you? The man turned back to Bo and said, you can call me Ryder. What's your name? Bo. Bo Lucas. That's magic in that reading. Pure magic. Yeah. Still needs some work, though. And that's a bit about writing, is that once you break past that moment where you have to be that stupid fear stuff about words not coming or nothing starting, and it's like, no, everything begins with one word, and that word is fuck. Whatever the word is, you have to start somewhere. And it doesn't matter, because everything else, as you begin, there's always going to be a thought in your head as you've like gone through the motions and the years and the training and the practice. You know that first word ain't going to be shit, and you got to go back and work on it again. And that ends up being the fun part, because yeah, you can always work on it again and again and again to reach that perfect perfection in your words. And if your mind is up to it, that sense of never getting it right but always trying to get there, to get to that perfect flow of words where it's poetry, where it's beauty, that's the joy of writing. That's the joy of venturing into creativity, venturing into just making your own thing and making it sparkle and making it work. That's why I enjoy. I kind of feel like it's, or it is for me, it's my art. And it's not so much a hobby as it is so much a pursuit at finding that perfect dream that I can go back to and remember again and have a smile about it. Yeah. Not much else for this first rendition of this, like, podcast or whatnot. Will be more coming through and all. Happy 4th, and goodbye.